Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Takeaway podcast. As you will have heard, Richie and I have just been singing the theme tune to the 80s hit TV classic Bergerac. Mm. Listen to the podcast you're about to hear and find out why we're singing it.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Another home time show that is powered by tea. I was making a cup of tea earlier on today. Been making tea for years and years and years, but got it wrong. Put the milk away before I'd done it. It's a basic mistake, but anyway, someone was watching me and I made the comment, oh, it's not as if I've made over 1,000 cups of tea in my life, is it? And yeah, they were stunned and they said, oh, I think I've only made about 100. And I thought, well, I'm pretty sure I have made 1,000 cups of tea.
They think they've only made 100 teas.
Which I was startled. Now, they're obviously not a tea drinker.
Wow.
Have you ever stopped to think how many cups of tea you've made in your life?
No, because I think if I thought about the amount and then say that amount of liquid was in like a swimming pool, it'd be awful, wouldn't it?
It's
imagine that amount it's gone in your tummy.
It's a startling amount. I did some very rudimentary conservative estimations earlier on. Started drinking tea probably about 30, give or take.
That's late.
It is late, yes. Drank a lot of Ribena in the early years. Now, 46. If you're having about 2 or 3 cups of tea a day, that's over 11,000 cups of tea that I have made.
Well, I mean, that is a lot of tea. And again, I'd love to see that in a swimming pool, just so you can visualise it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But I would say, because you've come to it quite late, that's a mitigating factor. Also, 2 or 3 cups a day, that's quite a low amount of tea.
I know.
That's a low amount of tea.
I think it's a conservative estimate, definitely. How many is too many cups of tea a day?
I have no rules, okay? I don't know what it is. I come from a family where we drink tea all the time. My mum and dad are always putting the kettle on. Even if it's like 9 o'clock at night, they're going to put the kettle on whilst we're watching TV. It's like the royal family. So I don't know. I don't really have any kind of framework on this. Do you know what I mean? And this is interesting as well, because if you're someone in the office that is always making tea for other people,
yeah,
right, then you may have made like hundreds of thousands of cups of tea.
Exactly. But mine is a conservative estimation.
Yep. If you're a brew dodger, maybe you've got someone in your office who never ever makes a round of tea, they might have made, I don't know, 1,000 in their entire lives.
Paul says, I am the family tea maker. I would say on average I make 5,000 to 6,000 cups of tea a year. Given that I'm 54 and taking away a few for the younger non-parenting years, I reckon I've made in the region of 170,000 cups of tea.
Prolific, absolutely prolific.
Some astonishing numbers that are firing around, although this is a thought. Rachel says, I told the nurse that I have about 6 cups of tea a day and she was horrified.
Really? But I've never seen any government safety adverts about don't have over a certain amount of tea.
Me neither.
Yeah, where's the 7 or more and you're in trouble type government advert that you watch when you come back from the pub? But some of these amounts of teas over the years, when you start working it out, is incredible. Like you say, Di says, Bush and Richie, I've just done some very estimated guesses as a tea drinker for over 50 years, and I think I've had in the region of 92,000 cups of tea.
Wow.
Wow, that's a problem.
Now, at the other end of the scale, hanging on right now to talk to us is Grace with an incredible claim.
I've never, ever drank a cup of tea, ever, in my whole life.
Okay, so are you saying that you've never drunk a cup of tea in your entire life? Have you tried tea and thought, I don't like it, and then never had it from that point on?
No, I've smelt it, no need.
Oh, but you've smelt it, but you've never tried it.
No, never sipped it.
So what happened? Because if you've smelt it, you've been close enough to it to be able to breathe it in.
It smells a bit sweet and a bit milky, and no, I've had coffee, just never ever had a cup of tea.
Grace, what do you dunk biscuits in? I mean, surely you don't even have biscuits then. You can't enjoy a biscuit properly without a cup of tea.
Well, yeah, coffee.
That's a good point. So is that your vice then, Grace? Because everyone's got a weakness in life, okay?
Oh, no, no. My vice is wine.
Right. Don't ask her how many she's had over the years in gallons.
Chris says, surely the peak period of tea making is between the ages of 10 and 12, when you know when bedtime is coming and you offer to make a cup of tea for everyone in the household.
I like that. I think certain times of day, sometimes like if one of the kids is up as well, it's quite nice having a cup of tea at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
If you're a little child up.
There's so many parts of it that distort the calculations of working out how many you've had in your life. Paul, he's distorted his figures spectacularly with this. In the early 80s, he says, I was a tea maker at the Ford assembly plant in Dagenham. I used to fill 16 tea urn trolleys with 2 to 3 gallons of tea twice a day.
This is the problem with the statistics, though, isn't it?
Because
if you're someone who always has tea made for you,
yep,
you would register as being quite a low tea consumption based on this quotient.
Very good point.
And we shall obviously continue to drill down into those figures. It's a developing situation here in Home Time. Sweet Jane, who's 43, has texted us to say, I once dipped my rich tea biscuit into my mum's cup of tea when I was around 6. I didn't like it, and I've never drunk a cup of tea in my life since.
Yet another tea dodger.
A tea denier.
Ollie, the builder, is hanging on. They don't dodge tea. How many are you making, Ollie?
Well, it's young Charles who's made them. I've drunk them.
So who is young Charles?
Apprentice.
Okay, so okay. Ollie, you're kind of the boss, Charles. Young Charles is the apprentice. And what do you guys do?
Builders.
You're builders. So how many people on site? How many people is he brooming for?
Sometimes it can be 14 of us, and sometimes it's just us two, like. So, you know, it varies from day to day.
But how many drinks a day, how many teas a day do you think you are having, Ollie?
Well, I'd say about 12, and then later on when I get home, you know, there'll be a few there, like, so 15. I've even started drinking tea in pub.
Tea in the pub. He's got a tea problem. And then, you know, young Charles, does he make a good cup of tea, and are you working him hard? Because obviously that's a lot of cup of teas for one person to make across a day.
Well, that's it, you see. Boss told me once, you've got to keep yourself hydrated. So we make sure we do nowadays.
And on site, what are you drinking out of? I mean, it's got to be a pretty sturdy cup and a mug, I would have thought, on a building site.
Yeah, a nice big sportsdirect.com mug.
One of the best. 2 litres of tea in one go.
So it's 12 cups of tea in the big Sports Direct mugs.
Yep.
Wow, so that's probably 24 normal cups of tea going on right there. I know, and obviously Charles, we've talked a lot about him. He hasn't had his say in this particular conversation. He's your apprentice. Does he make a good cup of tea? This is your chance to give him some feedback, Ollie.
Oh, he gives a cracking cup of tea. As long as it's wet and warm, it doesn't matter really, especially in winter.
And tea bag of choice? I think I know the answer to this one.
Anything. You know, like I say, wet and warm, doesn't matter.
Thought he was going to go Yorkshire.
You know, Yorkshire ones are okay, like. Lancashire ones are better, but...
Don't start the whole War of the Roses thing again.
Absolute Radio Calm.
Yes, it'll be joining the ranks soon. Our newest station that we are putting together here on Home Time in time for Mental Health Awareness Week next month. A radio station only with calming sounds. None of the stress of news, no music, and no chat from us.
And you've been brilliant so far with sending in your suggestions. Keep them coming in. But in the meantime, though, ahead of building this radio station, we thought we'd try and get a bit of expertise from somebody who's in the field of calm and calming things, specifically ASMR. We've got an ASMR expert on the line for us right now called Emma. Emma, welcome to Home Time. Tell us about your incredibly popular YouTube channel.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Please tell everybody what you're known as on YouTube and the TikTok and all that stuff.
My YouTube channel is Whispers Red ASMR, and I've been an ASMR artist now for 11 years.
So let's start from the beginning and go back those 11 years. Emma, for those who know nothing, ASMR, what is it? Well, I mean, it's just letters to me. So what are those letters? What is it?
Yeah, it stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Wow, sounds like a great band.
Yeah, it's kind of just a made-up name, really, because it's a feeling that most people... Well, okay, let me start from the beginning. It's a tingly feeling that usually starts in the crown of your head and works its way down the back of your head and down your spine. Oh. And it's a reaction to really lovely sounds like soft speaking, people playing with your hair or drawing letters on your back, that kind of thing.
And
people who feel that, who have that feeling, have felt it their whole lives, but probably didn't know there was a name for it.
Well, so we were going to try and explain what it is that you do on YouTube. Yeah. It's very, very unique. What we're going to do, well, let's have a little listen to a clip of you, Whispers Red, in action, Emma. This is you whispering about a bit of ASMR.
Usually they come with a mesh bag and you can pop. So I'll just have a little extra hydration with this, OK? Little serum.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. It is calming just to even hear your voice there, Emma. How did you even get into this, and what was your day job before you started doing this kind of stuff?
Oh, well, I've got two children. I was in my mid-30s when I started on YouTube, so I was doing all kinds of different jobs, and I think I just found my purpose, really, because I'm a typical sort of person that would make ASMR. I'm a highly sensitive personality. and don't particularly like putting myself out there, but I enjoy doing it for ASMR purposes because it's a softer side to myself that you don't really get to show in day-to-day life, you know, whispering and being very gentle.
How do you come up with the ideas of what sounds to put on your YouTube videos? Because obviously some are going to work, some aren't. How do you come up with them?
Yeah, well, most things can be played, if you like, in a soft way. So tapping on things very lightly.
Yeah.
It's all about the person who is making the sound.
Give us some examples of some of the stuff that you have done on your channel that have relaxed people, that people might not think are relaxing things in themselves.
Okay, well, it's quite nice to watch someone giving you a facial or giving you some kind of a treatment. So I will be standing there with the camera in front of me and I'll pretend to give the camera a facial, but really I'm talking to you.
Our producer was just talking about that the other day, actually, so that sounds like that worked, yeah. What are the ones?
You can even watch videos of doctor's appointments and dentist appointments. And there's a therapist in the US. She wrote to me once and said that she was using the videos to for her clients, for people that struggled to go to the dentist. So it's like a relearning experience almost.
Dentist relaxing? I can't imagine that noise of someone having their teeth drilled. A root canal in the adjacent room is a relaxing thing.
Not particularly, but I don't use a drill. I'll just have a look in your mouth. But I haven't made a dentist one for a long, long time. I tend to make facial ones. Those are my favourites.
I'll have to look one of them out.
On the work computer.
No. If, Emma, you know, you get that, like, dinner party question of, like, it's your final meal, what are you having? If you could only listen to one more sound, what would be your favourite sound?
It would be a mixture of two sounds, I'm sorry, but it would be the sound of the rain and someone with a very soft voice talking over the rain. That would be my ideal sound.
I feel like we've virtually got those covered on Absolute Radio Calm, and the whole reason we're putting this radio station together, Emma, is that life is incredibly stressful. You don't need us to tell you that. Do you find that people are more and more embracing anything that can give them a bit of respite from the existential crisis of being alive and being aware of what's going on in the world at the moment?
Yeah, you know, it's it is a kind of escape, but it's also being in touch with a side to ourselves that we don't generally get to focus on. And every side of ourself is really important. You know, every day we're rushing around doing what we've got to do. We're being bombarded with information. We are watching the news and being feeling stressed about everything that's going on in the world. But we don't generally celebrate that soft side to ourselves and or have enough time to just sit with ourselves, perhaps just meditating or anything. But it's a form of meditation, I think, just listening to sound and being with somebody who you relate to and who's a nice person.
You've got over 1 million subscribers on YouTube. You said earlier you've got kids. Where do you actually record all these videos and have a peaceful place to do it? Because we've all got kids. It's not a peaceful life.
I think it's 5 minutes.
No, I actually built a shed at the end of my garden and it's called the Tingle Shed.
The Tingle Shed.
It's the quietest, most lovely place. It's like a church in there.
I would love to do that in our neighbourhood, but the stories that be going on our street WhatsApp group or Facebook group about if me having a Tingle Shed, there'll be a lot of chat about it. If people want to find out a bit more about what you do, Emma, you've got, is it a book out, coming out?
Yeah, well, it's been out now since end of 2019, actually, but it's called Unwind Your Mind, The Life-Changing Power of ASMR, and it includes all the history of ASMR, what it is, and my take on it, basically, but it's available everywhere.
Let me see if I've learned enough in this phone call about ASMR. I would imagine good ASMR would be me whispering quietly with a copy of Unwind Your Mind in my hand.
Tapping on the cover.
And
she's doing whispering there as well.
Leafing through the pages into a microphone in the Tingle Shed.
That's the one. Perfect.
Emma, could you do us a whisper to end this call by saying you're listening to Home Time on Absolute Radio with Bush and Ritchie in your whispery voice?
You're listening to Home Time with Bush and Ritchie on Absolute Radio.
Tea Break Trivia Day on Absolute Radio for Cash for Kids Day.
If you're a big pub quiz fan, you can come and join us for some very special quizzes next week. Tea Break Trivia happens on the radio, but now happening live for our charity Cash for Kids. Leona and Ben hosting. It's all at London's 100 Club, raising money for families to make sure no child goes hungry in the school holidays. Zootons also performing an acoustic session at the second quiz. You can book your table at absoluteradio.co.uk.
In honour of this and to celebrate this, we've been doing a little competition we've come up with this week called Bush and Richie Reverses the Audience. We're turning the whole quiz thing on its head. You know how this works. We give you the answer and you have to tell us what the quiz question would have been. Simple as that. Every night this week, Richie and I have been taking turns to go head to head with you, our amazing listeners. Tonight, it's back to you versus Richie. Okay. So, Richie, you're in the hot seat.
Ready?
I have a question that I've written and sealed into an envelope here. Tonight's answer is Guernsey.
Oh. So for the first couple of days, we've had numbers as the answer, and now it's an actual place.
It's the island of Guernsey. Now, I know this is probably annoying everybody because this is the Bergerac theme and that's set in Jersey.
Jersey, yeah.
But I had my heart set on the music and I didn't want to change it.
Guernsey.
So, what question would lead to Guernsey being the answer?
Okay.
So, listeners, our amazing listeners, you are going head-to-head with Richie here.
Which Channel Island is mercurial footballer and thinker Matt Letissier from?
That is a very, very good one, but it's not right. That's a good question. Do you know what the answer is?
Well, I think he is from Guernsey, but it's obviously not the one you're looking for.
It's not the one I'm looking for, which is very, very good. Mick in Stafford says, what cows produce gold top milk?
That's very good.
Something to do with Guernsey, but not what I'm after.
Lee, I think he's first up. Lee, what's your question?
What is the largest of the Channel Islands?
Is that Guernsey? Is that correct?
Well, yes, I think so.
He doesn't know.
I've got a feeling that Jersey is actually the largest of the two Channel Islands.
I feel like this particular section on tonight's show has been marred by the blurring of the lines between Jersey and Guernsey.
Blame John Nettles.
Yeah, I'm playing the
same tune you're playing. Good lads, good but not right. Let's go to the other line and say hi to Nigel. What's your suggestion?
Well, I thought it might be which of the Channel Islands scores most in Scrabble.
And the answer would be Guernsey, I guess.
Yes, because Alderney and Jersey score less.
And Sark is very small.
I just thought there was two. I didn't realise those. I've never heard of those other two.
Which makes me wonder whether your actual question is correct.
This is getting more and more confusing. Well, do you know what? It was a great guess. It's not the right answer, but that is actually better than what I actually have put in the envelope. So well done.
Thank you.
And it's a big learning process, this. Someone's texted, Tony says, apparently there's 19 islands in the Channel Islands. I thought there was like two.
You'd just heard of the two, hadn't you?
Genuinely just heard of the two.
I'm already out because my Matt Letissier question was not the correct one. Question for Guernsey says this text, if your car has a number plate made up of just numbers, where would that car be from?
That's good, but it's not right. Oh. Doug says, what was the only part of Britain that was occupied by the Germans during World War II? It's good, but it's not right.
Yeah, and Jersey was as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that one. Like I say, we're kind of feeling our way through this. So no one's got it right.
So you've won, kind of, because you have beaten all of us.
So this is quite weird, and obviously I'm playing the theme tune of a TV show which is synonymous with Jersey, which is also confusing things as well. Right. So you're going to open the envelope and find out?
I'm going to open the sealed envelope because me and the audience have no idea what the question is. And the question is, where in the British Isles would you find the mysterious witch's seats?
That's right. In Guernsey, they've got these weird things in the chimneys, outside the chimneys, like little stone steps where witches apparently sat.
Wow.
And just watched you walking around town and that.
Wow.
I think we could have gone on till midnight tonight and no one would have guessed that.
Okay.
Bush and Richie reverses the audience, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna up my level of question for tomorrow to meet that.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Just going back to the beginning of this particular episode of the Daily Takeaway, where we were humming the theme tune Bergerac. One of my favourite rounds in Nevermind the Buzzcocks, when it was good, was where they would have to hum a song and someone would guess it.
Yeah,
I think there is something in humming theme tunes. They never did that on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Yes.
I reckon you and I humming theme tunes, I reckon there's something in it.
Needs a little bit of work. Audience, can you guess what that is? Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk.